Welcome to Shelby Confessions, a mix of inspiration and understanding to help you cherish the day.
Hello. As I'm rushing to get ready for work, I just had this like profound like epiphany or something I need to get off my chest. I fully believe in karma. I fully believe in what you put out comes back tenfold. I truly believe in the rotation of lessons learned and how they can be processed and continuously happen if you haven't fully captured the lesson. I fully believe in all those things. With that being said, I was watching this video that my cousin had posted, and the pastor was saying, you know, karma is a real, you know, it's a real thing. And sometimes we will watch others and see them fall and begin to laugh or laughter like, ha ha, karma got you good. But we fail to realize is that by our laughter, by our mockery that we place upon that person or the joy we get out of that person falling, we too open ourselves up to be accepting or just a victim of that karma reversing and coming back to us, and us falling a victim to whatever we laughed at that person happening to us, the reversal of karma. And that plays a part in, I don't care if you've been hurt by a person and you chose to walk away, and then at the end of the day, that person ends up getting their karma back. It's not your place to find that comical, find that funny, find that entertaining, like, ha ha, back at you. There's no point in that. There is no point in you making a mockery of someone else's pain, because then you grow into this cockiness that it won't happen to you. And then the universe plays its cards like, no, 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 I got something better for you, and reveals either that same historical moment that you laughed at happened back to you, or something 10 times worse folding up in front of you as a repercussion of you laughing at someone's pain. And I'm saying this because I've had that happen to me, and it's crazy how karma gets you. Karma will come back 10 times over if you never pay attention. And I remember, you know, being in such a conflicting relationship, and, you know, we broke up, and then I hear, you know, backdoor, this person got cheated on and humiliated, and I was laughing, you know what I mean? I was like, good for them, I'm glad, you know what I'm saying? Like, being childish and just rejoicing in their pain, forgetting that I once cared for this person, forgetting that I once loved this person, forgetting that I once wished them well. And, you know, me going about my day, everything is fine. And then lo and behold, karma was like, no, 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 we are not done with you yet. We're here to humble you. And I really feel like you have to understand being humble. And being humble is actually peacefully embracing pain and happiness and joy. Not wishing anyone ill intent, and knowing that you are and will or can be placed in a predicament as the next person. And just embracing life for the lesson it is. It's okay to be confident. It is. It's okay to feel confidence within yourself, because I want you to feel like, you know, love yourself. There's a difference between loving yourself and thinking that you're better than everybody else. Now, I always say if we were designed to be all alike, then I feel like the world would be boring. So the reason why you look the way you look, sound the way you look, is your uniqueness. You're an original. You're your own brand. You are it. And you are designed the way you're supposed to. And that is beautiful to embrace. That is beautiful to stand for it, to love and care for it, and understand who you are. But there is a difference between understanding who you are and pitying and belittling other people because you are who you are. There's no point in downing the next person or hurting the next person or laughing or mocking the next person to build your confidence. That is not what confidence is. It's being secure within yourself, knowing oneself, owning oneself. Everything in that whole statement I said is self. So what makes you think degrading, talking bad, mocking, starting mess, starting drama with the next person has anything to do with self? It doesn't. It doesn't make you a better person. It doesn't complete anything in your life. I think I've seen this this interview with Gabrielle Union, and I loved it. She was like, one thing she said, she used to be the petty person and was messy or whatever, and she was like, one thing she realized and one thing she had to talk with someone else is that by me bashing that woman, by me making fun of her, by me talking down on her, by me saying anything negative about her, did I get the house that I want? Did I get the man that I want? Do I love myself enough? Am I building my confidence? Am I closing down on this job? All those things I did to belittle that person. In my life, is that energy connecting and embracing and uplifting my own entity? It's not. It's not. So for me to have to talk bad about the person, for me to down that person, it's not benefiting me at all. It's actually subjecting me. It's actually degrading me. It's actually placing me in a position for karma to humble me and make me realize that even though we are different, unique individuals, we are all human beings. And that's one thing I preach to everybody is that we, especially with our parents, especially with our family, especially with our friends, especially with ourselves, sometimes we put ourselves in this hero or heroic standpoint. And we never put room for imperfections. So that when those imperfections happen, we're baffled, we're hurt, we're distraught, never accepting that we all are human. We all make mistakes. We all must love one another and initially love ourselves. So what I'm saying to you is the complexity of, well, I don't even feel like it's a complexity. I feel like the times that we have the energy to talk bad about somebody or down the next person or anything of that nature is pointless. Like, why is that a topic? Why is that a most important thing that we have to embrace? Why is that something we must do to strive? And then when we do those things and we have the most horrendous things happen back to us, why are we baffled? Like, how can I place blame on someone else about my life over the decisions that I made? Like that for me, that pisses me off. And I'm saying this to, in reference to my life, like, there's this one person that constantly wants to blame the downfalls and the negativity and the mess and the constant, interactions with negative people on one person that does not even live in the same city or same state as you. But all the negative things that you brew up about this other person, all these entities that are constantly attacking you, all these things that are not coming into play like you planned, all these things that you're trying to build is crumbling at your feet from you trying to attack one person that has literally not paid you any mind, but that is your mission. That is your goal. And then to everyone else, you tell that it's all their fault. When you've been lying, you've been conniving, you've been manipulative, all in the reference of hurting someone else, and you expect to live in a immaculate mansion and glass house over lies and corruption. That's something I don't understand. How can you put out sewage in the ocean and expect to have clean water supply in your own home? That's a good one. That's a good analogy. But you got to think about it. You know how many people actually genuinely think that that is possible? Possible. Like every day they say some ugly, nasty, negative things every day. You expect someone to say you're beautiful, you're amazing, you're intelligent. When every day you put out so much negativity, you expect a positive response to come your way. That baffles me. And like I said, I've been that person to where I'm like, I was so hurt. I was so distraught. I was so wrapped up in, you know, low self-esteem, and it's everyone else's fault. It's your fault that I'm thin. And my homegirl, my best friend, Saliga, was like, I don't understand how you expect your life to change. I don't understand how you expect things to uplift and change for you if you're constantly throwing out woe is me, blaming everyone else for the choices that you made upon your life. The reactions you had upon your life to each decision you made, and you're wanting to blame someone else for it? How dare you? How dare you put that into the universe and expect to get something peaches and butterflies and roses and rainbows back? Like, how dare you think that that's how it works? And I had to sit up there and think, the more positivity, the more energy that I give out, the more things that I spew, I started to receive these little blessings. Like, instead of being stressed out and emotional at work because of all the things that were going on in my life, I was like, well, maybe if I'm nice to a person, maybe if I smile at a person, maybe if I say something nice to them, or maybe if I listen to them at work, you know, because I work in customer service. Like, I'm like, if I say a certain thing, like, maybe I might change someone's life, and then maybe later on in life, someone say it to me. And this is when I worked in Lafayette. Like, it's crazy how the universe works. I worked in Lafayette, and I worked at a front desk. I was a front desk clerk for a hotel. And I mean, I was tired, exhausted, stressed out. I was like, if I change my atmosphere towards life, then, you know, I could be helping my own soul. And I remember this one customer, man, like, I posted on Facebook because it changed me. And I remember she had a rough day, and I listened to her, and I was like, oh, you look amazing, da, 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 da. And we were just talking, like, I was smiling, and knowing deep down I wanted to cry because I was so stressed out and overworked. But I was just like, you know, girl, you know, yeah, oh, that's amazing. Da, da, da. I was just talking to her, and she started to smile, and she did something crazy. She grabbed my hands. She said, let me see your hands. And she started to pray, but not in like, you know, using biblical quotes. She said, I know that you are truly God's blessing. And it, and this is like, I was giving her her room key, expecting her to go to her room. She grabbed my hand and was like, I know you are God's blessing, because you literally put out in the world what everyone is missing. And that's joy. And she was like, I don't know your story. I don't know what you're going through, but continue to be this person, continue to uplift. And she was like, I pray that everything that you want comes to you 10 times over. I pray that all the things that you made me feel from this conversation comes back in your life. She was like, because you're truly a reflection of what is missing, and you're truly a blessing. And she was like I said, I don't know what you're going through, but you literally made me feel joy. You made me feel confident. You made me feel happy when I've had a stressful day. And so I hope that someone else reflects it upon you, because you are literally the image of joy. And that touched me. And I'm like, I was fighting back tears. I'm like, I'm not gonna cry in front of her, especially not at work on camera. And I gave her her room key, and I was like, thank you so much, ma'am. And I cried because I was like, I needed to hear that. And that was from me just believing in karma, believing that what I put out, I can get back. And even though I hadn't heard anything motivating, that motive, that speech, that prayer she gave me motivated me to continue to be myself and be humble and be thankful. And everything will fall into place. Everything will work out as it should. To be patient, to be calm, and not to blame anyone else for how my day goes, but that I still have control. You always have control over your life. I always say that we have to have a balance of chaos for peace. It's all in the choices that you make of how to balance your life or how to continue on each day. And by me choosing to produce and give out positivity and not lie and be honest with myself and others and speak existence to my world, I am changing my atmosphere. I am changing my life. I'm changing my direction. I'm changing my course. And that's what you have to do. So yeah, y'all, I'm like seriously rushing to work, but I just got to finish, you know, like, I don't know. I think that sometimes people, if you've been raised or not even raised, like if you've been through a traumatic experience in your life, like you don't know how to respond to karma. You don't know how to live your life without revenge. You have so much in your heart of vengeance, and it has nothing to do with that person. It has nothing to do with the person you're attacking, but just the fact that they're there and you can, it capitalizes on the fact that you want to get even. And it could be something petty they've done to you or something, you know, something small that is not even equivalent to the damage that you're trying to do to their lives. But the fact that you are so broken, and that's why I believe in, I'm such a huge believer of healing. Like, healing is so important. Healing is so, so, so important. Like, it could be minor things in your childhood, could be even as an adult, not even in your childhood, but as an adult that you've tucked away and you've hidden, can change your persona and look on life, can make you a hateful person, can make you a person that just wants to attack any and everybody and get even. It makes you want to suck the life out of people and do what you can to be corrupt, you know, corrupt. And that's the crazy part that I really don't understand. Like, you don't want a better life, you don't want to overcome, you don't want to be victorious. It's like you're accepting the dark side of what took you in and living in it, that you're so far gone that you don't realize that karma is constantly hitting you, batting you over the head, because you literally, like I said earlier, laughed at someone else's pain and thought that it would not be a reversal side effect to the mockery of life. Instead of taking that as a lesson to better yourself, to empower yourself, you decided that it was, oh, that wouldn't happen to me. I know, you know, like, why? You don't know what the universe has in store for you. You don't know what you've been given out that it won't reverse and come back to you. We have to be mindful of that. We have to be mindful of how life works for us. Like I said, everyone is different. Everybody goes through their own personal experiences. Everyone feels different. Everybody has a different outcome. But humble yourself. And you know, like the last episode, I talked about honesty. That plays a part as well. I'm not going to rehash it over. But the importance of being honest with your life and yourself, it's also a reflection of karma. For you to fully accept what's happening is to be honest with yourself and be honest with others. Sometimes we create storms for ourselves and want to play victim after the storm has corrupted and literally took everything under. And now we're standing there like a, oh, woe is me type of person. Why has this happened? You caused this storm. Karma did not let you slide. Karma didn't say, oh, let me just let the tornado pass on everyone else's houses that you want and leave yours alone. No. There are repercussions for everything that we do. So we need to be mindful. We need to be mindful. We need to be honest. We need to be alert. We need to be humble. We need to be respectful. We need to utilize each other's energy and karma. Like, that's important. But you know what? People are not going to listen to me. I don't know if you listened to me this morning. I don't know if you're aware. But I hope you are. I hope that this reflection embraces you and gets you to see. I hope.
In conclusion, I just want to tell you guys to promise to cherish the day. And it's your girl Shelby Henny signing off. Have a good one, y'all.